We put out the call for a point-counterpoint on the development proposal. Let's listen to two of the respondents. Up first, Alan Harvey, speaking in favor. As a note of disclosure, Harvey is a paid member of the Yes on Lift One campaign.
I grew up in Aspen, and I've been very involved in supporting the Lift One Corridor plan. Lift One builds on Aspen's history as a ski resort, and it sets it up for the future. I urge everyone to vote yes. The Lift One plan has been designed with community, skiing, and public benefits first. It brings Lift 1A 500 feet down the hill to Dean Street in the heart of Aspen with walk-up access from anywhere in town and Ruby Park. It is a second portal to the mountain that is badly needed during peak weeks and powder days when the line from the gondola stretches for a block or more. Bringing Lift 1A back into town has been a community goal for more than a decade, and this is our chance to make it happen. The plan creates a park the size of Wagner Park and a corridor to the mountain that we can ski down in the winter and walk up in the summer. It honors our skiing history the way it should be honored, with a museum that reminds us of the earliest days of skiing here, when people paid a dime to ride to the top of Corkscrew in a boat tow. World Cup racing will be possible in the future. There will be hotel rooms, restaurants, and opera skiing just like there was for so many decades in the Lift One neighborhood. The Aspen Daily News endorsed the Lift One Corridor plan, urging voters to support it. Here's what they wrote. The most important question in play with this vote is, do we want an enhanced mountain portal and public space in the downtown core or not? Our answer is an emphatic yes. Creating the space envisioned on the lower portion of the Lift One corridor is exactly the kind of vision the town should rally around. A new chairlift reaching the downtown core, based in a public park containing restored historic structures, will honor the importance of and enhance the connection between the city and Ski Mountain above. That connection is what makes Aspen the crown jewel of North American ski towns. Sacrificing this grand vision because of qualms with one aspect of the project or another strikes us as letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. The Lift One plan was crafted by so many different organizations and individuals. It involved both lodges, the City Parks Department, Aspen Historical Society, and the Aspen Skiing Company. They spent more than a year and countless hours working out the plan before you now. This really is Aspen's best and only opportunity to reestablish the historic base of Aspen Mountain, ensure our racing future, and reconnect the mountain to the town. I and hundreds of other community members and skiers ask you to vote yes for Aspen and yes for Lift One.
And that was Alan Harvey speaking in favor of the Lift One project. We should note that Harvey is a paid member of the Yes on Lift One campaign. Now, for an opposing viewpoint from Steve Skinner.
City residents have a vote on the Lift One corridor enhancements. It's a massive project that will take years to build. This could be decided by one vote. Based on the ballot language I've seen and from what I know of the terrain, I would be opposed to it on a number of levels. First, this project only offers token employee housing and is top-heavy with timeshares and free market housing for the ultra-rich. Three-quarters of the town is already full of empty free market housing, trophies for people who rarely, if ever, visit them or use them. Building more of that is a travesty and will not improve Aspen. These free market units will provide even more short-term rental opportunities for a select few of the select few. A relentless stream of dirty dump trucks hauling up and down the hill for years flies in the face of Aspen's Canary Initiative and helps the world seal the deal on climate change. If world scientists are to be believed, and many of us claim to believe, we have little over 10 years to mitigate climate change. If Aspen's serious about being part of the solution, this project must be rejected and focus must be shifted to addressing climate change in a sober and serious way. Another consideration is the possibility that Aspen Mountain will come roaring onto the new development in the form of a significant debris flow, mudslide, or rock slide. 1983 was a huge wet year in Aspen. We had skiers getting lost on hut trips and town being evacuated as a precaution to potentially catastrophic imminent debris flow. Glen Canyon Dam was inches from catastrophic failure. There was another evacuation of Aspen in the winter of 2007-2008. The potential for Aspen Mountain to slide is probably more of a question of when instead of if. The 1A corridor might be a good place to build a wall to slow the inevitable debris flow instead of a vulnerable high-end development. Lastly, until little old Aspen gets a handle on her big city traffic problems, continuing with business as usual looks like folly. Imagine what could be done if the town and all the brilliant minds in it were bent on solving Aspen's underlying problems instead of making swift money for a small group. Instead of a moonshot or a new deal for Aspen, folks are planning a quick run to the bank with blinders on. It's time for forward-thinking and sober maneuvers, not reckless headlong development like we've had in the past. The days of cashing in on Aspen should be over, not extended. Besides, doing the right thing could be just what Aspen needs to attract future visitors, if there is to be a future at all. Vote no.
That's Steve Skinner speaking in opposition to the Lift One project, part of a point-counterpoint this morning on KDNK. The proposal will be decided on by Aspen voters in today's general election. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and voters can cast their ballots at Aspen City Hall, 130 South Galena Street. I'm Mark Dugan, KDNK News.